This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on.
And welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Annie Fry. Joining us now is Ryan Schmelz from Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill, and White House correspondent. Ryan, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Ryan. How are you?
Good. There's been a lot of talk, of course, between Russia and Ukraine right now, and I know that happened in Mar-a-Lago, but I just saw the most recent report that came out, and I know Fox News put it out there regarding the, looks like Putin says, hey, my place was targeted in the midst of these peace talks. That's not cool. Russia, not happy about that. Ukraine came out and said, hey, not us. That's a big lie. Seems like the 95% tile estimation might have been a little bit, exaggerated if that's where they're at right now.
Well, the 95% in terms of the agreement that they've been talking about so far, you got to keep in mind that is part of what the United States, Europe, and Zelensky and the Ukrainians have agreed to. Whether or not Russia is going to agree to that, I think that's a whole other story. But, you know, the land dispute's going to be the big thing, and whether or not they can come to some type of agreement on it, we're still waiting to see.
Yeah, but, you know, it's nice to see these events happening with progress. It sounds like President Trump complimented other countries for their involvement in all of this. And if this is an indication of where Russia stands, maybe you're right. This is going to be a tough sell for them. Of all people to try to get this done, it seems like Donald Trump's the guy if it was going to happen.
Donald Trump campaigned on getting the war to an end and being able to have the tough conversations with the Ukrainians and being willing to talk to the Russians about pulling out of Ukraine. And then you also have, the fact that he campaigned and said the same things about ending the war in Gaza. And, you know, actually right now, I believe he's having a meeting with Netanyahu trying to come to some type of conclusion on that. And, you know, he was touted a victory with getting the hostages back too. So, you know, this is going to be a Herculean task. And, you know, he campaigned on having a good relationship with Putin. And that certainly was, you know, probably the case during his first term. But, you know, he's definitely soured on Putin in many ways too since the start of his second administration. And, you know, that's kind of the reality of dealing with the situation where Putin's actually actively trying to take a territory, which was not the case during the first Trump administration.
Mm-hmm. For you as a person, you're like, okay, it's Christmas, it's New Year, things should be a little bit quieter. But man, there's a lot of news happening at the end of this year. Normally, this is where it's a dead zone when it comes to news. But here you are covering all kinds of things.
Yeah. No, we had two big stories happened during Christmas Day period. You had the talk between Zelensky, Steve Witkoff, the special envoy to President Trump, and then his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. The three of them had a phone or a virtual meeting on Christmas Day. And then you also had the bombing of a nuclear facility or an oil refinery in I believe it was Nigeria. So you had plenty of news that was still happening on Christmas Day. And, you know, the funny story was, you know, there were reporters who had kind of wrapped up their day for Christmas and were getting ready to actually go about doing their Christmas life. Then it's like, oh, I've got to run back into the office to do the nightly news now because we've got something major happening.
I know, nonstop. You can't even get a day off, it seems like. What happens, I'm curious, in your own personal life when breaking news happens? Does your phone just start vibrating nonstop and you have to jump into action?
Sometimes. I mean, you know, with this news cycle, there's breaking news happening every 5 seconds. So it's just kind of been like, okay, you're off, and, you know, you just got to accept that there's some things we're not going to be able to get to and other things that, you know, we have to cover, and that's kind of, I think, the challenge for a lot of newsrooms. But, you know, there's people who get paid more money than me to make those decisions at the top of our network. So there's that.
Yeah. Well, with these peace deals and such that are going on in, I guess, foreign type of watches, there's a few things coming on abroad here, and I guess through the homeland, I should say. So you have the Supreme Court of the United States. They still have to rule on the tariff thing. That's a pretty big deal. You have the end of the Obamacare subsidies, and they tried to do some negotiations there. That doesn't seem like it's going to happen. Big, beautiful bill, and some of the things will be kicking in here at the start of the new year. I mean, there's a lot of things going on. What am I missing right now, some of the big stories that are happening within the United States, because we've been spending so much time looking outside?
Well, we have a government shutdown at the end of January that could very well be a high possibility if Congress is not able to act and pass something or pass some type of agreement. Now, we should probably keep in mind that you take things like SNAP and the Department of Veterans Affairs, some of the other, you know, hang-ups whenever there's a government shutdown. Those are funded through the end of the fiscal year, which is the end of September, so they won't be a factor if we do hit another government shutdown. But you know, I'm not quite sure the public's going to be exactly in the mood for another one of those after the last one became the longest one in history, right?
Mm-hmm. Not in the mood. I think that's the right way to look at it. You know what? People aren't in the mood for anything. Ain't nobody got time for that is the phrase overuse. But when it comes to shutdown or anything government, ain't nobody got time for that. But, you know, the story in Minneapolis or Minnesota, rather, when they're looking at some of the fraud there, one of the big points of the Trump administration was if we're going to get this balance or this budget in check, we need to really cut down on the fraud and abuse. And boy, are they finding it right now.
Well, they certainly are. And there's a lot of there were different allegations surrounding Medicaid when it comes to the daycare programs that were being operated in Minneapolis. And you know, that's just kind of the tip of the iceberg. So this will be certainly a big point of contention. And look, Republicans had kind of said, we only want to go after waste, fraud, and abuse in Medicaid. This kind of gives them some ammunition when it comes to that. But, you know, it's not the only thing that they that you know, is how you save money with Medicaid either. So, you know, the Minnesota issue is not going anywhere anytime soon, especially when you have a number three member of House GOP leadership being a Minnesota representative himself. They're going to probably keep this in the spotlight as much as possible.
Yeah. Well, you know, the governor also almost became vice president of the United States.
Yeah, he did.
Talked about it during the presidential debates, was even brought up as a topic of how great his state is when it comes to handling things like this. So those clips have come back to kind of haunt them. Oh, by the way, so in Washington, D.C., how's the construction going at the White House? Have you been monitoring that?
I haven't seen too much of it. No, I haven't been to the White House in a couple weeks either. So no, I haven't seen the update on the East Room, but you know, it didn't really seem like too much activity was happening last time I was there. Weather might play a factor in that too, so keep in mind. But you know, it's coming along. It looks like.
Yeah, I see pictures every once in a while. I wonder what that's like in person, because man, they can get that done quick when the motivation is there. When your boss is the president of the United States, you want to do a good job and you want to do it quickly. And you know, they've done all kinds of different updates around the White House as of late, so they kind of know their way around it, I guess.
They read New Year's Situation Plans? Room back when I was. I'll be line dancing a little bit, so you know it's my first time doing that for New Year's, but our community is strong here in D.C. and we plan on keeping it going.
Line dancing. Hold on a second. Tell me about this line dancing. So what's the occasion?
I taught my first. Yeah, I did. I actually taught my first class yesterday as part of the...
Wait, you're a teacher? You teach line dancing?
I am now, yes. As of 24 hours ago, I am officially a teacher.
Hold up. So tell me, where did this start? How did you get into line dancing?
Well, I've been a two-step and a country swing aficionado for a while now. But, you know, D.C. actually has a huge swing and two-step community here. And our main organization, I've promoted this on this show before, but I'll do it again. We do it through what's called Inspira Dance. Pretty much how it works is that we organize dance events at different bars across the area. You pay a cover charge. You obviously pay food, drinks, all that stuff at the bar. And we give dance lessons to adults, and all the proceeds go to providing dance programs for public schools in the D.C. area. So pretty much, yes, I mean, like all you do is pretty much the whole thing is you just pay money to go dance with attractive people and you help the kids out. So it's pretty easy sell for a charity.
here's a hypothetical for you. You're at the White House, you're reporting, and someone busts into the room, and let's say it's a press conference, and they say, we need someone that knows how to line dance, and you raise your hand. They pull you in the back. President Trump says, we need you. Your country needs you. Putin wants to see a line dance right now, and if you do this correctly, there'll be peace between Russia and the Ukraine. Yeah. What song and what dance are you picking?
Well, first of all, I'm calling Fox HR and Fox PR to make sure it's okay that I do that.
Wait, he says for the sake of the country, their country needs you. You wouldn't just jump
into action. I still need approval. We're a big company. Still got to get approval for those things. But if they say yes, it'll probably be Footloose.
Footloose? I've never thought of Footloose as a line dance type of thing. Okay.
It is a line dance. Yeah, the whole movie's about a line dance. So either that, and then there's also High Class by Eric Paisley would also be a good one too. It's a little more challenging. So those are probably my go-to off the top of my head.
Okay, so overall, let's say you do your best, you go out there, Putin's impressed, you save the deal, and there you are. Your country owes you a great debt, all because of line dancing. If you want to use that for like. Perhaps to pitch a television show for Fox Digital. Yeah. I give you free reign to do that.
Hopefully, yeah, that'd be a great idea. Yeah, you know, the Fox Nation special.
Yep, Fox Nation special. And it could be, you can have commentary from, who would do that? You know, there's all kinds of big stars that come in. Kelsey Grammer, he'll come in and he'll do that one too. All right, so... You know, you also have Vice President J.D. Vance. He's someone that's been talking and giving updates from the Middle East, and you mentioned that, too. I didn't realize that Jared Kushner was still so involved. I knew he was pretty involved in the first term, but I haven't seen much of him until recently. So is Jared Kushner still pretty involved with this Trump term?
Well, he's been kind of a little bit more behind the scenes probably than his last term. You know, he's pretty active and out in front. And, you know, he's kind of handling the foreign policy side this time around. So usually the point man for a lot of these big talks has been Steve Witkoff, who's been the special envoy for dealing with situations like Russia, Ukraine and Israel, Hamas. So maybe it's in a little bit, you know, lower of a profile for Jared Kushner. But, you know, he kept a relatively low profile during the first Trump administration, too, if you remember.
Right. But I mean, super involved, especially when talks came around this last time. But we saw a lot more of him, I thought. Maybe he's more, out of sight in that sense. But he still does a good service. And it seems like he's very talented at the things he does. Okay. Fox News Radio, Capitol Hill, and White House correspondent Ryan Schmelz. Thank you so much for joining us. And Happy New Year to you. May all your line dancing go well.
Thank you. Thank you, Ryan. And have a great new year.
That was Ryan Schmelz from Fox News Radio. What a fun person to talk to. He's a real one, I'll tell you that. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Andy Fry, 97.1 FM Talk.
It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.